Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
All right, let's see if we can get a hold of Chris at Baby Bait and Tackle, as I said. Find out how the fishing's doing. Not only the salmon and steelhead fishing and maybe a little perch, but we're going to touch on the walleye fishing. It's supposedly improved a little bit anyway, so here we go. Style Chris up at Baby Bait and Tackle.
Baby Bait and Tackle.
Hey, Diane, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. Is Chris available?
Yep, hang on. You just caught him.
Thank you.
Howdy.
Sounds like I just caught you.
Yeah, I was just on my way out the door.
Well, I hate to delay, but I was really hoping we could get a fishing report from you before you go.
Okay, well, not a whole lot to report on here.
Okay.
That nasty cold front that went through there in the last week has kept a lot of people off the water, so didn't get too many reports here from the last few days, but one of the local bars here did have a walleye tournament here on Sunday. And it sounds like the guys did pretty good, even with the nasty post-cold front conditions there. They still got some real nice walleyes, mostly all fishing south of the Ford River, it sounded like.
Okay. Were they trolling mostly then, or were they jigging?
They would have been all trolling. I haven't talked to too many guys, so I didn't get the exact details, but most of them would have been trolling with crankbaits or else with crawler harnesses for suspended fish.
All right. Well, what are you hearing about the salmon?
Not too much there either. Again, with all the warm weather we've been having the last couple weeks and all the south wind, it's blown all that warm water back up into the bay here. So the Ford River can and out off the Escanaba Harbor, that bite has pretty much disappeared there.
Okay.
I did talk to a friend of mine that fished at Fairport yesterday morning, and they caught five salmon, a steelhead, and a lake trout.
Oh.
And that was in, I don't know, about 8 hours of fishing, though.
Oh, wow.